Three young cranes that had followed adult birds on a migration flight from Wisconsin this fall were found dead in southern Georgia a couple of weeks ago. Scientists say the birds' injuries were consistent with gunshot wounds. U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service spokesman Tom McKenzie says that part of Georgia is popular with hunters, and he says law-abiding hunters are upset with the apparent shootings.
We have a strong tradition of hunting, and any good hunter is going to be feeling pretty bad about this. It shows a bad light on other hunters that continue the tradition in an honorable fashion.
McKenzie says Fish and Wildlife agents are teaming with Georgia conservation rangers to investigate the shootings. He declines to say how the probe is going. Another crane was shot a couple of years ago, and the whooping crane experiment also survived a Florida windstorm a few years back that killed more than a dozen whoopers. McKenzie says over the weekend, 10 other birds following ultralight aircraft to Florida arrived safely, and that overall the attempt to create a migrating flock of whooping cranes in the eastern U.S. remains in solid shape.
From 0 to 100 in 10 years is a pretty fine effort, but it's still got a ways to go.
A reward of about $12,000 is being offered in connection with the crane deaths. The shooter could face fines and be sent to jail for violating the Endangered Species Act and the Migratory Bird Treaty Act. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.